Mr. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Galgiani, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Wesso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Moorlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing, we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Bradford.
So let us be centered in God's presence. Rabbi Abraham Heschel has said, God is hiding in the world. Our task is to let the divine emerge from our deeds. Gracious and loving God, as many of us ponder the joys of fasting this Lent, help us remember that you care more about how we treat others than about how much chocolate we do or do not eat. May we double our efforts to loosen the bonds of injustice, to share our bread with the hungry, and to welcome the stranger with hospitality and kindness. May we tread softly upon our earth so that all our actions spring from love, enabling us to see your presence in all things and in all people. We ask this in your name, amen.
Members and guests, please join me in saluting our flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, members. We will start with privileges of the floor, and we would like to welcome in the gallery Cal State East Bay. Welcome. They are the third most diverse college in the entire United States. Welcome to your Senate floor. Members, we are moving to messages from the governor, which will be deemed read, messages from the assembly, which will be deemed read, reports of committee deemed read, and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices, without objection, the following bills with floor amendments will be deemed read and the amendments adopted. AB 26, AB 1665. Thank you. Now we will move to introduction and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 1246, 47, 48, 49, 1250, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55.
Introduction of the first reading of bills will be deemed read. Members, we are moving to consideration of the daily file. We have two governor's appointments. We have two governor's appointments. Senator Wilk. Proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam President and members. File item number one is the confirmation of Patricia Monahan for her appointment to the California Energy Commission. Prior to serving on the commission, Ms. Monahan was the Transportation Program Director for the Energy Foundation. She was approved by the Rules Committee on February 12th. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Members, any discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates. Bell.
Aye.
Borges.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang.
Aye.
Daly. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo. Galgiani. Aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Wesso.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Jones.
I did mark it.
Aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Jones, not aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell. Monning.
Aye.
Morlock. Morrell. No. Nielsen. Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio. Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bates. Chang.
Right, that's okay.
Daly.
He wants to stay that way.
Durasso.
Aye.
Grove. Jones. Mitchell. Morlock. Morrell. Nielsen. Rubio.
One moment, Madam President. One moment.
Morrell, no.
Please call the absent members one more time.
Bates.
Everybody's on the floor.
Chang,
okay.
Daly, Grove, Jones, Mitchell, Morlock, Nielsen, Rubio. Rubio, aye.
Ayes 30, noes 1. The appointment is confirmed. Moving on to file item number 2, Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number 2 is the confirmation of Manuel Alvarez as Commissioner of the Department of Business Oversight. Prior to this appointment, Mr. Alvarez was general counsel at Affirm, Inc. He has served as an enforcement attorney at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and a deputy attorney general at the California Department of Justice. Mr. Alvarez was approved by the Rules Committee on February 12th on a 4-0 vote. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Members, any discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Bell.
Aye.
Borges.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang. Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durasso.
Aye.
Galgiani.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Aye. Wesso.
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Jones. Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell. Monning.
Aye.
Morlock. Morrell. No. Nielsen. Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Chang. Grove. Jones. Mitchell, Morlock, Nielsen.
Ayes 32, noes 1. The appointment is confirmed. Members, we are going to return to privileges of the floor. Senator Allen, for what purpose do you rise?
This is for purposes of introduction to some folks up in the gallery.
Please proceed.
So this week, members, the Capitol is looking forward to hosting something we do every year. And this is a chance for folks to come together from and discuss aerospace and aviation-related issues. Our Aerospace and Defense Select Committee will be having a hearing this week on Wednesday morning on drone use in emergency management and there will be a lot of activities in and around the Capitol relating to the aerospace industry and its interplay with our government. As many of you are very aware, aerospace and aviation are significant parts not only of California's history, but also of our future. This sector has an economic impact of about nearly $200 billion a year while bringing over a million quality jobs to the state, continues to grow and serve as a source of innovation here. Many of us have aerospace facilities in our districts. My district has the LA Air Force Base and LAX and a robust aerospace and aviation startup economy, which enjoys strong partnership with such aerospace primes as Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and more. And so today up here in the gallery, we have representatives from Lockheed Martin, the Aerospace States Association, the Association of California Airports, the Association of Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, and others from the aerospace and aviation industries who are here with us in the Senate gallery. So we look forward to our Aviation and Aerospace Days programming. We also look forward to our upcoming hearing of the Select Committee on Aerospace and Defense. And I just wanted to give a very warm Senate welcome to our friends from the aerospace and aviation industries.
Welcome to your California State Senate. Members, we are moving on to committee announcements. This would be the appropriate time to announce any committee meetings. Senator Hurtado?
The Senate Human Services Committee will be meeting after session today in room 2040.
Very good. Thank you, Senator. Returning to motions and resolutions, this would be the appropriate time for adjourn in memories. Senator Wiener.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, today I rise to ask that the Senate adjourn in memory of Jim Flood, one of our great San Francisco civic and business leaders. Jim was born in 1939. In San Francisco. He is of a long lineage of San Franciscans. His great-grandfather was 19th century silver baron James Clair Flood. He goes back a long way in our city. He graduated from Stanford in 1961 and married his wife Astrid a few years later. Jim embarked on a 25-year career with Wells Fargo Bank, and after his father's death in 1990, he left the banking industry to take over the family business, managing the Flood Building, which is a 293,000 square foot building near Union Square in San Francisco. It is one of the most beautiful and iconic buildings in San Francisco. According to Jim's daughter, Karen, quote, he took care of it like it was a member of the family. Jim was one of those people who was just incredibly nice and jovial and a pleasant person to be around. His demeanor was that of a hardworking, polite, friendly, and straightforward gentleman, very old school. He was very involved in philanthropies in San Francisco. He was on the board of the San Francisco General Hospital Foundation, as well as the Jackson Hole Land Trust and the Kate School in Santa Barbara County. He was a lover of the outdoors and enjoyed fly fishing, duck hunting, horseback riding, and skiing. He died very recently at the age of 80 from a heart attack after a day of downhill skiing. Jim is survived by his wife Astrid and his daughters Karen, Lisa, and Christina, as well as seven grandchildren. Rest in peace, and I ask that we adjourn in his memory.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. Please bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Members, if there is no further business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, we will see you again for floor session on Thursday, February 27th, 2020 at 9 a.m. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Have a great rest of the day, members.